Did that go fine?
Yeah, they were, they got a satisfactory and they're correct, it does look thin out.
Okay.
But an actual pull of the lock brighter inside. They're not there on Monday and Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you know, on, they're there. So it's that, I mean.
Nice.
Yeah.
Just your question.
Curious, how long ago can you do this?
I took over control from the way, but took other teaching to them.
Good. Two campuses, one in Phoenix and another one in Chandler. That's good, appreciate you instead of doing.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, if we don't have any more questions, do we?
Deliberate.
Yeah, we can deliberate, but if we're deliberating over, we have no more questions. So.
Yeah, I would say no more questions and deliberate, perfect.
Yeah, all right, so. Unless anybody got some input of some sort, then we probably should look for a motion and move forward.
I don't even know what to think. There's no.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm going to send me to the next case.
All right.
9823.
A motion, do we have a second?
I second.
All right, we have a motion and a second, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Very chief.
Yeah, actually, said aye.
So then unanimously, we agree to this guy.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in, thank you for your work.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, in this next session, you want to give us an idea where we are?
So B with negotiation options, the following responses will be attending in person or virtually. Number one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Eleven, twelve, thirteen, fourteen, fifteen, sixteen, and seventeen. Number 18 is unresolved. 19 negotiated. Number 20 continued to the next court meeting, which will be April 19, 2024. 21 is unresolved, 22 unresolved, 23 unresolved, 24 unresolved, and 25 continued to the next court meeting.
Well, let me get through it then. So our first case up is number one, INSP-086247, Yul Peralta, like VAR0111059, Gabrielle Santana. Star six if you're on the phone.
They're there.
They're there. Star six if you're on the phone, Gabrielle Santana.
He's not here, but I'm going to be representing him.
Yeah, I just, can you tell me that again, who are you?
I am his aunt. He's he said he's on his way, but I don't know if he's going to be here yet, but Yul is here and I'll be representing Gabriel Santana.
Right. Yeah, you're not noticed on the complaint, are you?
No, I'm not.
Okay, yeah, we'll, I'll tell you what, I will mark this and come back to it as we move forward.
Okay.
And see if he's made it back in. I'll recall you as I can.
So because you're not named on the complaint, you can't actually speak on behalf of the respondents.
Okay.
He has to.
Sounds good.
I believe Mr. Peralta is on the phone, so. Really?
Oh, there is a.
Yul Peralta is on the phone.
Yeah, they're together. like in one video.
So Yul's there?
Yul.
Okay. So somebody.
Yes, Joel is here. Joel is here.
Joel is here.
Okay, so.
All right, well, then based on that, then we're going to present the case on our end of it, and we'll come back to Mr. Peralta. For questions. Pardon?
You need to swear in, Yul.
Okay, is Yul there? Can he speak on the phone?
Yes, he's here.
Okay, I need to swear him in on the phone. For your testimony. And he acknowledged it. He's raising his hand. All right. You swear or affirm the testimony you'll give today will be truthful and the whole truth? I need him to answer.
Is it okay if I translate for him?
No, just have him. Yes or no?
Well, I think we're gonna have to table this. They didn't request, they did not request an interpreter, they didn't. So we can't have other, and we always hire the interpreters, not.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so.
All right. All right, yeah, this is too complicated. We're gonna put this one off. We'll come back to you later when Gabrielle has made it in there.
Okay.
I think Yul deserves a translator.
Yeah, okay. So I would continue it to next month, and if they would like to request an interpreter.
Okay, all right, let's go that direction. Would Mr. Peralta like an interpreter to be provided next month to review this case?
Que se está ansioso por un intérprete para el mes que entra, porque tienen que dar luz.
Did you say yes?
Yeah.
Yes, he said it's fine.
Yeah, we'll continue your case till next month. We'll have an interpreter here. So if you'll come back for that, then we'll deal with this case in April, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you. All right.
Make a motion to continue it? No.
No, we just continue. All right, number two is case number 98421. Top Notch Nail and Spa LLC, SNP 18146. Top Notch Nail and Spa LLC is the owner, Anthony Dang. Star Sticks, if you're on the line, stand up if you're here. All right, do we believe he's on the mic?
Not by name.
Not by name? All right, and no one here is from Top Notch Nail and Spa? All right. Seeing no response, I move the case number 98421. Be moved to a formal hearing unless the parties involved can agree to the consent agreement before that.
I second. Please, one voter second.
Motion is second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, unanimously agreed to move forward. Our next case is number three, case number 98461, sponsored by KC. I'm late. KC Duncan, license number 523-00031, Casey Duncan. On the line, Star Sticks.
Yes, I'm here online.
Okay, Casey. Casey, do you swear or affirm the testimony you get today will be truthful and the whole truth?
Yes.
State your name, please.
I, Casey Duncan.
Okay. We'll have our investigator present the case, then we'll come back to you for questions.
Okay.
Good morning, Mr. Bagley, members of the board. My name is Helen Bordelon. On August 17, 2023, I conducted an inspection of quad by Casey, located in Tucson, Arizona. It resulted in an unsatisfactory grade due to the salon was unlicensed at the time of inspection. As of October 29, 2023, we received an incomplete application for a salon establishment license, and it is currently still on my. Is there any questions? I'll be happy to answer.
Do you have any idea of when this started, when they opened right now?
I am not sure.
Okay.
Do we know what was missing from their application that made it incomplete?
Member Glover, really, I don't have that.
Okay.
We could have referred to.
Yeah, but.
Mr. Chair, remember, Guzman Gober, it was their SOS.
Okay.
Okay. All right, any other questions of the investigator?
And I assume they were made aware that they were missing that.
At least.
A couple of times.
Multiple times.
Okay, Ms. Duncan?
Yes.
Have you had a chance to review this complaint?
Yes, I got the emails and I had applied for my license, and it did take a couple of months for them to let me know that I was missing my trademark. So I applied for that and I had gotten it back and it was approved. And so I had sent it in on the email that they had said that I was missing that. So I'm just waiting to hear back, and I had it said that I didn't need to reapply for the license, and it said just to send them that missing piece and that they would review it.
Okay. Can we confirm that we have that paper?
I can confirm it.
When did the application come in? When did we send the emails? When did we receive?
You have that information? Yes.
Sure.
Okay, so we did correspond with her November 20th and let her know about the secretary taking that thing. March 4th, the planning he did provide that documentation and it's submitted to businesses.
When did we receive the application?
Sorry, October 20th.
Okay. All right, so we're going to do paperwork. Questions from the board?
Yeah, Casey, Tracy Nakeel here. When did you start your business?
When did I open it? Or when did I start? Okay, I opened it. Let me check the date. It was. Make sure so I don't tell you the wrong date. It was in July.
Of 2023?
Yes.
And why didn't you have the establishment license at that time?
If I'm being honest with you, when I opened, I wasn't very clear of that I needed it. So when she came in, she did inform me, and I did apologize that I just was not informed I needed that. I was confused, but she did let me know. So then I did apply for it, and hopefully we can get that resolved.
And you applied for it in October?
Yes, if that's when it went through.
Think there are any other questions?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, this is Guzman. Are you practicing right now?
In the establishment?
At this moment, but. Yeah, are you open for business and seeing clients?
Yes, I am. She said that was okay until we did this meeting board. She said it was okay to work till then. Until it was resolved at the meeting.
Actually, you need to have a license to operate. Your paperwork appears to be in here and appears to be moving through here. And actually, at this stage, it should be moving through here about now. So.
Mr. Chair, I might have Ms. Boardlong direct the record on the statement that was just made by the respondent.
If need be.
Thank you, Mr. Bagley, members of the board. I would never, ever, and have I never, that it was okay to practice in an establishment with that.
Yeah, we're good. All right, so Ms. Duncan, you can't practice without a license. Your license appears to be moving through our system right this second.
Okay.
Probably should be in the mail, would sound like, based on our expert's estimation. But still, you can't operate without a license.
Okay. Then that was my misunderstanding, and I apologize.
Okay, we'll do that. All right, do we have a board motion regarding this case?
Yeah, I move that we adopt the findings of facts and conclusions of law.
Okay. Go to the second.
I'll take a note, Brendan McFadden.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Okay, and that's unanimous. Okay.
Mr. Chair, is there any prior history?
No, no private.
Yeah, I was gonna say, yeah, might say, but yeah, for a second. All right, so do we have an order of discipline this matter?
I move that we impose the following discipline as our order of this matter. I need to offer a consent agreement for $500 civil penalty. I was not playing within 30 days.
Hearing.
Jen, do we have a second for this motion?
Don't work till your license is up.
That's a good motion. Do we have a second? Goodman, second. All right, we have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any opposed? All right, unanimously agreed. Ms. Duncan, you really can't operate without license, like anything else in the world. And we have, we're gonna send you a consent agreement to look at, where we're offering you the opportunity to pay a fine and have this in. You do have the option to not accept it and go to a formal hearing and try to convince us that it makes sense for you to operate without a license, but I don't recommend that pathway. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
All right, well, thanks for going in today and thanks for taking responsibility. We hope you're successful.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your time.
Bye-bye. All right, next case up. Number four, our case number 98464. Buckley, 521-00317. Sure, I messed that name up. Are they present or are they on the phone? Star six if you're on the phone. Can we tell anything?
I can't tell.
All right. All right, so no one here is that person? Anybody want to be? No.
Star six, John, you?
Okay, hearing no response. I move that case number 98464, move to a formal hearing unless the parties involved in agree to that agreement prior to that time.
Second. That's my order.
Motion and second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
That's unanimous, so we pass that. Next case number five, our case number 98482, Ariel Anna Parks. License 118-00719. Ariel Anna Parks. You're on the phone, star six.
Hi, this is Ariel.
Good. Ariel, we'll get started in your case. Before we start, do you swear or affirm that the testimony you have today will be the truth and the whole truth?
Yes.
State your name, please.
Ariel Parks.
Nicely done. So we'll first hear about this case and we'll come back to you and ask you questions. Okay.
Good morning, Mr. Bailey, members of the board. My name is Alexandra Hills. On August 23rd of 2023, I conducted an inspection of Home of the Babes and I spoke with the owner, Ariel Anna Park. I verified the establishment license of the board's licensing database system and determined he was on the inspection. I informed Ariel that the application needed for a cosmetology and or barber establishment license can be found on our website and wrote the board's website on the inspection report before leaving it with her. On October 13th, 2023, establishment license number SPOS 33569 was generated for Home of the Babes and expires on October 13th, 2024. If you have any questions, I will be happy to address them.
Okay, question? Questions from the board? All right, the Parks, have you had a chance to review this complaint?
Yes.
And do you have information you'd like to provide us?
I mean, I don't have any information really. I'm sorry. I wanted to take accountability. I didn't know it was needed. I'm not the kind of person that like wants to get away with anything. I should have done more research and I'm licensed now. And that's really all I have to say.
Any questions out from the Parks? All right, if there's no more questions, then do we have deliberation on the particular event to review?
If not, do we have a motion regarding this case?
I move that we adopt the finding of fact conclusion of law.
We have a second. A second, Random McFadden.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, unanimous agree in that. Do we have a motion on order of discipline this matter?
Mr. Chair, is there any prior history?
No prior here.
I would make a motion that we, enact following discipline, a disciplinary letter of concern.
My computer.
Second, Ed Moser.
All right, we have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right, Ms. Park, we're going to issue you a disciplinary letter of concern, just a notation in our file that this event happened. There's no fine involved. We recognize you tried to do a good job and we appreciate you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming in today and talking to us.
Thank you.
All right, good luck in your business.
Thank you. Bye.
Our next case is number six is 9848. Left Alexis. License 118-00322. Come on up. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let me swear again before you start. Do you swear or affirm that testimony you gave be truthful, the whole truth?
Yes.
State your name.
The West General.
Nicely done. Please have a seat. We'll review the case with our inspector first, and then we'll come back to ask your question.
Okay.
Good morning, Mr. Big, member of the board. My name is Alexandra Hill. On August 25th, 2023, I conducted an inspection of Celestial Creations, and I spoke with the owner's Alexis Chenoweth. I verified the establishment license on the board licensing database system and determined it was unlicensed. I informed Celeste that the application needed for a cosmetology and or barber establishment license can be found on our website and wrote the board's website on the inspection report before leaving it with her. On August 29th, 2023, establishment license number SDOS-33491 was generated for Celestial Creations and expired on August 29th, 2024. If you have any questions, I would be happy to address.
The rest of the facility?
There are no other violations.
Very nice. Any other questions? All right, so you've had a chance to review this complaint.
Yeah.
Do you have information you'd like to provide to us?
Yeah, so when I first moved in there, I spoke to the property manager and I was kind of confused on like what licensing I needed. And she just said I needed insurance and like my actual cosmetology license. I didn't really know if they needed an establishment license, and once I found out, I did it literally the same day, so.
It's in that, where you rent a part of a building?
Yeah, it's like a studio kind of thing.
Yeah, okay. We've heard this before.
Yeah.
All right, any questions that anyone has?
How long has your place been open?
Almost a year and a half.
All right, question, more of a comment. This is not so much for you, for the board. But you can look.
Okay.
We run into this very regularly, and with other promoters, a tax scheme, thing of that nature, we try to hold them accountable for promoting. In this ownership structure, isn't there some way we can hold the building owner more accountable when they give misleading information? Because I get it, a licensee is responsible, has that, but what are we doing to hold them accountable? And then we can maybe put it on an agenda, but.
I mean, that's including that on our Facebook, as much information as possible, but I would say since they're not salon owners, and right, they're just running a building, that there would not be the person to listen to.
Not listen to them, yet. The challenge is,
when you start that.
Yeah, a young business owner, whether they're young in life or just in business, it's hard.
Licensing board.
Yeah. I feel for them. It's a challenge.
I hear. I mean, I know it's just a lot, but, you know, Is it? Yeah, is it important or is it not important? And how do we get the information out there properly?
And I get it. It's the licensee's responsibility. Yeah. We hear this story every time.
So I would say if the more we charge, the more we'll get out there.
Well, there you go. Yeah. If we hold licensee.
If it's charged, then if we kept fleet mates, then we tell you.
I don't know that that's the thing.
And Mr. Chair, members of the board, I do think we had this exact same conversation in January, and I think there were people, folks were throwing, members of the board were throwing around the idea of, like, at some point we do need to draw a line in the sand. I don't think there's been any conclusion to when you're going to draw the line in the sand, but at some point, I think to Tracy's point, the only way, the MMA issue didn't stop until those boards started issuing civil penalties. Although I think you're going to hear an MMA case here in a few minutes. The licensing issues aren't going to stop until there's accountability. I mean, it's just what we've seen two or three times at this point. And I'm not suggesting that we start right now. But I do think there was, to bring it full circle, there was the same exact discussion 2 months ago about at what point does the board draw that line. That's your decision.
Philosophical differences, because I think we do hold them accountable through the way we have been treating them, but I don't think it's appropriate to charge.
Why don't we put it on our agenda for next month to talk about it, talk about ideas, it is a recurring issue, and it puts people like her in jeopardy. And if someone says to you, this is how you do it, and you think that person is really bigger, you're going to go along with it. Why would you? Building owner, but maybe we can come up with something.
Chair Bagley and members of the board, I know we have discussed also working with the schools, and so that the schools would educate their students before they graduate as to what's required by the board if they're going to go into business for themselves.
That would help. Mm-hmm. All right, let's talk about that next month. All right, the nice thing today came down here, stand up for her responsibility. She showed us what we're going to do.
I move that we adopt the findings of fact and conclusion of law.
Goodman, second. So we have a motion and second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, unanimous. So we do that. So you have an order of discipline.
Mr. Chair, is there any prior history?
No prior.
Okay. Then I do have a motion that we enact the following discipline, a disciplinary letter of concern.
Okay. I wasn't that. Second motion. So we have a motion and second. All in favor say aye.
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 Three. Four. All right, well, that's yours. All right, those opposed.
Nay.
Goodman's.
Nay.
Two nay. Well, we didn't like that. All right, that motion down, but they're actually very nice.
Oh, sure.
And they have a good point. This is a really confusing point. We're caught in, you're caught in.
Yeah.
Because as we've said, it's so common to go out, commit this, no, just rent my building. You know, everything's gonna be great. Trust me forever. I've never been to you before, just now. And then we come out correctly and catch it. And then what? So we'll work on next month. But in the meantime, you get a letter of concern. You filed it and said you should have checked.
Yeah.
But you don't get questions. Yes, sir. All right, you good? Go down to you, Lynn, please speak.
Okay. Oh, good.
Did you want
to? I was actually going to ask real quick, since the topic came up, but I wanted to finish out Ms. Chenoweth's case. I would like to ask Ms. Legowski to kind of share with the board and the public the efforts that we have made regarding this topic, communications that we have done. So it was real quick.
You guys know.
No. Yeah, this case is done. Yeah, she's good. Excuse me, I just wanted to share. Yeah, you finished her case. Yeah.
Thank you.
But just real quick, so the public can hear the things that we have done and the board regarding this matter.
Thank you, Isabella Legowski, Communication Administrator. When we launched our Facebook page at the last of the January board meeting, it was the very first Facebook post that I posted. about the lawn sweep that you need to like them. It's the very first FAQ on our website. If I'm in a lawn sweep, do I need an establishment like them? When individuals apply, they attest that they've read the law and rule, and it's in the law and rule. So there's multiple avenues that they're supposed to read the law and rule, and it's clearly stated in there. So I'll continue to add our Facebook. I have it on the website for when you apply and what kind of license you need. In terms of communication, I guess we can send out more emails, like just, and as an FYI, it's out there. They just need to look.
And so I just wanted to bring that up so that the public could hear it in the room today, and then we can discuss this more in more detail if the agenda item.
Well, the staff is responding to the need. It's just, are people paying enough attention? And then what do you do to counter the misdirection that might be happening?
And I will occasionally have some owners for lawn sweeps that do reach out asking what they need to tell their individual. It's not many, but it has happened.
I would say, you know, just as a licensee, and I've just renewed my license, when you go to the website, you push renewal and you scroll right past establishment license to get to personal. You have to look past it. And it's an establishment license that you scroll past.
So just as a point of clarification, is there a way to, could we include a parenthetical next to the word establishment? Because I mean, just thinking from the perspective of a layperson, if I see establishment license, that doesn't necessarily, to me, scream, this is what you need in order to, you know, have your own business and be running it yourself. Like, I get how that connects, but just maybe a short parenthetical or something like that next to it could satisfy that too. You know?
I think the board is doing a really great job.
Yeah.
I just feel like we see it so often that there is possibly more that we could do, and we are giving them discipline by disciplinary letter of concern. So that, to me, is sufficient. But I know that it's just me as one board member.
Yeah. Are we now calling everything an establishment?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we have that opportunity.
And it's changing ultimately in this package as I go before committing next week. So it'll be in. Yeah.
So the idea of calling it establishment is the new thing in the industry.
I think it's been pretty consistent since I've been here.
Okay. Now you have an establishment license. There you go. Thank you for the bug question.
You just supported himself. She just supported him.
I have the license.
Good to work with you. All right, let's get started. Number seven. Our game number 98500, Cheer Perfection by Kirsten, STOS 29395, Cheer Perfection by Kirsten LLC is the owner, Kirsten Phelps, 109-00204. Is that you, Kirsten?
Yes, that's me. I'm sorry.
Okay. We're anxious to.
Mr. Chair, for the record, we do have an LLC attestation form on file for this case.
Kirsten, do you swear or affirm the testimony you gave to be truthful and the whole truth?
Yes, sir, I do.
Thank you very much. You're wonderful. So Ms. Bordelon is going to review this case with us. We're going to ask her questions, then we're going to come back and ask you questions.
Perfect.
Ms. Bordelon.
Thanks. Good morning, Mr. Bagley, members of the board. My name is Helen Bordelon. On October 23rd, 2023, I conducted an inspection of Sheer Perfection by Kirsten, located in Eager, Arizona, which resulted in an unsatisfactory grade due to the establishment license had been expired since June 4th of 2021, over 2 years, which expired. Please take a look at the photos attached to this report. You'll find contaminated workstations were found with abundance of nail dust and nail pudding. Nail files and bumpers, no dry storage, tools were left uncovered and not labeled clean or dirty. Now, on December 13th, we did receive the establishment reactivation application, and the application was approved and it now expires on June 4th of 2024. If you have any further questions, we'll be happy to address those.
The board have any questions of the investigator?
No re-inspections.
Mr. Bagley, I have not been back out to either.
Okay. Anything else? And so, Ms. Phelps?
Yes.
You had an opportunity to review this complaint?
Yes.
And can you tell us, we understand about the licensing thing, because Ms. Borla explained that very well. As we look at the sanitation in the, in your office, your work area?
Yes, my salon was a train wreck.
What have we done about that?
Yes.
How is life different today?
Off day. That wasn't, that is not how my salon normally looks. And I agree with the $500 fine and the 12-month probation. Everything she wrote in there was true, except for the fact that I do not reuse nail files or buffers, and I do have dry storage. I just don't think she saw them. I emailed in pictures. That really, that's the only thing. Like, I am more than happy to take responsibility for everything else in that inspection, except that those two things are not true.
How long have you been?
Everything else was my fault, 150%.
Okay, how long have you been in business?
I believe I have had my own salon license, or my own salon for, you want to say at least 10 years? It could be longer. I'm not even sure.
Okay, all right. All right, does anybody have questions for Ms. Phelps?
Yeah, and I would just like to say also that I've never had a complaint. I've never had any accusations against me, you know, and that was just an off day for me. But yes, I agree with the $500 penalty, and I agree with the 12-month probation. I just would not like that part in my inspection.
All right. Agreed with everything.
I appreciate that she takes the ownership for it. I understand that it might have been one day, but it, when it comes to public health and safety, one day is all it takes, and this is unacceptable in terms of sanitation.
You are absolutely correct.
Is it much cleaner today?
Oh, yeah, I promise. You could come in here and eat off my floor.
Yeah.
Oh, no thanks.
All right, so do we have a step one part of the thing?
We need to find the fact. Let somebody do that.
I agree that we find, adopt the finding of fact and conclusion of law.
Okay, do we have a second?
Goodman, second.
Motion to take all affairs to I.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Apparently you absolutely agree on that. About an order of discipline matter, but he just seems quite willing to accept responsibility for her action.
Well, she even thought she was good with the phone. We should let her be.
And the probation.
And the probation.
Yeah.
Tracy, would you mind if I do it? Because I have something to add. So I would, let me pull up my scripts. I move that we take the following disciplinary action, that we assess the $500 civil penalty with a 12-month probationary period with early termination and a re-inspection within the group.
Okay.
As pick up.
The motion, is that kind of all fair with the eye?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, so we now have to agree on that. So this House will be thanking you out of favor in this regard. We really appreciate your willingness to accept responsibility for your action and all the way you've been to deal with. You're wonderful.
Okay, I just need to clarify though, is the part about the reuse of nail files and buffers and no dry storage going to be out of the inspection?
We're just writing down what we saw at the time. There's no harm to that. We recognize what you talked about. We're going to come back out and see you approve the group. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, you're doing great. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next case number 8, our case number 98525, Paige J. Miller Beauty Shop, STOS 29126, Paige J. Miller, license 101-23880. Paige Miller, you're on the line, star 6. Paige Miller. Would it be Paige Miller? No, no way I'll take it. All right, Paige Miller, you have to do it for yourself. Are you here? All right, hearing no response, hearing no telephone response. You have no indication that she's on the phone that I can use as well?
No.
Okay. All right, then I move that case number 98525 be moved to a formal hearing unless the party involved can come to terms on the consent agreement before that.
Ms. Muckleberg, second.
Motion is second. All in favor, say aye.
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 All right, that was unanimous. So we all go that way. Next case is number 9. 98534 Hair Logics, SCOS 26425, Hair Logics LLC owner, Monica Pena, 1950942. Anybody have some Hair Logic? Hair Logics on the phone. Hair Logic looking in the window. Hair Logics anywhere. Nothing. All right. Hey, no response from Hair Logics. Then I move that case number 98534 move to a formal hearing unless the parties involved can come to agreement on that consent agreement before that case comes up.
I second. This is Muckleberg.
Motion is second. All in favor, say aye.
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 All right, if you don't agree, agree that moves forward. Next case is number 10, our case number 98549, Paul Mitchell, the school. Phoenix SCS L 96, PMAZ Arizona LLC is the owner, John Turnage member, Janet Turnage member, and Connor Turnage member.
Mr. Chair, for the record, we do have an LLC attestation form on file for this case.
And we had a lot of nice people. We are meeting one. Thank you, Isabel. All right, before you look to. You swear our affirmative testimony you give today will be the truth and the whole truth. And yes, state your name.
John Turnage.
Thanks, it's you. All right, so our investigator, Ms. Chavez, will review this with that, and then we'll come back and ask the question.
Mr. Chair, I apologize for interrupting, but we have two people at that table that are actually not named on the complaint.
All right, well, Mr. Attorney, you can certainly answer. And these guys can be his advisor. Okay. What would make happy?
This, what capacity are you appearing? I'm objective compliant for home of the school. Okay. And I'm the effective director. And you're the owner?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I think we're fine. I'm here.
Just for consistency, like I said, right? Any names I don't see.
Yeah, they're all good people. Yes.
Good morning, Chairman Beckley and members of the board. My name is Lisa Chavez. On October 13, 2023, I conducted an investigation of Paul Mitchell, the school, Phoenix, on Phoenix, and after 2 minutes to the school, I spoke with investigation leader Nina Prongay about the complaint. The complaint is about the school is not recording student hours properly. During, okay, I requested student clock-in information on the transition of the student clock application page to another way the school had the student clock. So I deleted with the page reader at first and then changed over to different application freedom. So those are, that was the change. During the research, of the student timesheet document the school provided, that one of the students, Marissa Woody, did not get her hours for October 23rd. I checked the board database, the found her error there as well, and signed the submitted student hours. Marissa Woody had a total of 1,358.06 clocked in hours at the end of September 23rd and clocked in 115.13 hours during October. The amount of clocked in hours starting November 23rd or 2023, sorry, was 1,358.06. The correct amount of the hours should be 1,473.19. These are the hours that will submit to the board every 10th of the month. On further research, it was found on the November 2023 submitted time for Marissa Woody. She has also accrued just recently. I did this research on Tuesday, which is the 12th. Upon further research, it was found on November 2023 submitted time for Marissa Woody. She has 1,590 hours, 0.15, and is short 9.85 for 1,600 hours in cosmetology. There is an issue with how my hours were added to end to the minute. If you have any questions, I will be happy to address them.
So in summary, there is a change of software or somehow or another, it didn't flow smoothly. Is that pretty much what's going on?
So during the process, I asked for the change of the both times records. I received them. While I was going through, I started going through the hours of all the students that they had given. And then I noticed like that huge gap from Marissa on the paperwork. And then from that time,
okay,
I checked what they actually submitted to us during those months.
Right. And in perspective, this is one person that we had the issue.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Any other questions from the board? Have you had an opportunity to review this complaint?
Yeah.
If you don't mind them to speak, because they're more in the detail than I am.
We don't have that opportunity, unfortunately, because of the way the complaint's done. This is going to be telling, but they can tell you or show you, and you can tell us.
Well, I think, okay, they're handing me.
Yeah, I know. It works.
When uploading hours to the state, there was an error in reporting that one student accumulated hours. However, the system used on the campus to diagram and every student received their hours. Our research found that in reporting the hours of the month of October, as indicated by the Excel spreadsheet we uploaded to the reporting website with the title Tuesday 268-418, the reported hours for October were accurate and stated as 115.13, with the inaccurate total hours being 1358.06. Which should have been 1473.18. Although there was an inadvertent clerical error on the spreadsheet, the hour collection for the campus wasn't accurate, so she didn't lose hours. It is important to note that our records for November, as indicated by the document entitled AFAED 11E5, were accurately reported with 116.96 hours for the month clocked and a total of 1,590.15 hours reported. The student also graduated without any missing hours, December the 4th, 2023, in which hours were calculated on the campus level and reported to the state accurately. In light of the accurate documentation and the steps we've taken to prevent recurrence, we respectfully request your leniency in the matter. As always, we are fully committed to upholding the highest standards for our stakeholders and our students.
Okay. Questions for? Well, with your books.
Sounds like the gallery question was nothing was held up with her licensure or anything. And was it only found because we were looking or?
Yeah. There was not an AD. It was an investigation that was for not such an anonymous complainant.
Oh, was it an anonymous complainant?
Yeah. When we reached out to Marissa, like, I don't have a problem. So, and I apologize to the inspector too. She came in several times. We bought the school in 2021, and I don't think that we could have done a better job in birthing our team. So when someone walked in, they know who to call or know who to go to. So we apologize for that. I'm sure it's frustrating, but that for me.
You've seen worse.
Oh, yes. I've seen worse.
All right. So, do we have a discussion on this? Does anyone like to discuss? Do we have a motion regarding this case?
Well, prior to that, I need perspective. I get, we've got to do our inspections, we got to do this.
Yeah.
It sounds like a mistake that isn't, in the overall perspective, happening often. So is this supposed to be more exciting to me?
Well, we're all kind of mistaken.
Okay.
Embarrassed that they came all the way down.
Yeah, Okay, thank you.
Yeah, we did what we should have done.
Right.
But on the other hand, life.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
So would you like to make a motion?
Yeah, Goodman, I motion we dismiss the case.
Okay, Paul Glover, second.
Motion and second, all favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? All right, we're dismissing this case. We appreciate you jumping down here. It's really, really great to see you all. And sorry to waste your time. Sure, you've done the good work, guys.
Hard work for everybody.
You're already under oath, sir.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
All right, number 11. Correction number 571, New Nail, SNT 18761. New Nails by Tracy LLC owner, Tracy Nguyen, 505-00590, and Tan Bin Nguyen, 113-00439. Star six, if you're on the line. Anybody here from New Nails? New Nails, star six, star six. All right, hearing no response. I move the case number 98571, move to a partial hearing unless the parties involved can come to an agreement on the consent agreement before we reach that point.
Good, Paul Glover, second.
Motion and second, all favor say aye.
Aye.
That was unanimous, we're out of here. Next one up, number 12, 98593, Blonde Beauty Bar. NCOS 31318. CND Cherry, 119-00170. That's meaning what though?
She's here.
She moved really fast.
Yeah. No, anyway, you swear our firm the testimony you give today will be truthful and the whole truth.
Yeah.
And then your name is?
Deanne Cherry.
Deanne Cherry, would you like to have a seat? Thank you. And Ms. Chavez has some information for us, then we'll come back to you.
Good morning, Mayor. Morning, Chairman Bentley and members of the board. My name is Lisa Chavez. On October 25th, 2023, I conducted a routine inspection of Blonde Beauty Bar, and I spoke with licensee for Colbert. During the inspection, identified the following health and safety sanitation violation. No disinfectant setup implements are not properly disinfected. Two of three shampoo bowls had hair left in the drain. The shampoo bowls are not cleaned after each client. Expired establishment license, STOS 31318, expired on March 17, 2023. Deanne Cherry, owner, license 119-00170, expired on December 12, 2022. Madison J. Smith, license number 221-00462, expired on April 17, 2023. On December 11, 2023, establishment license number SCOF 31318 was renewed and now expires on March 17, 2024. And owner Deanne Cherry renewed her personal license number 119-00170, which now expires on December 12, 2024. On February 4th, licensee Madison J. Smithman renewed her personal license number 221-00462, which now expires on April 17, 2025. You will see the photographs attached to this report. I provided the licensee with the inspection report and as you stated for a if any questions, I'll be happy to address them.
Does the board have any questions?
Not this time.
Ms. Sherry.
Okay, so first off, I want to apologize and I take accountability for these things, especially the lawn license and my personal life, my responsibility. As far as Madison goes, she was on maternity leave for a year, so she had literally just came back. So I wasn't aware her license was expired. And as far as all the spam tape and stuff goes, I did stand teaching classes with all the girls, made sure everything was up to par. I had them sign a contract, as well as I brought in pictures of all the biggest changes in the lawn too as well. And we've had a lot of discussions and, you know, I should have made sure these things were happening sooner. And as far as the barbershop goes, I was actually deep cleaning our back room the day before, so I dumped it. That's why it was in the cabinet. So yeah, but yeah, other than that, I mean, I take accountability. I just wanted to.
How long have you been in business?
Since 2020.
2020.
Yeah, it's my first time having 7 employees also. So
I love that. Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah.
And what process, Goodman, what process do you have now to make sure that your licensee have licenses?
I'm going to put a sign in the back room. I decided that it's your birthday, renew your license, because I think a lot of people just forget. And as far as the maternity leave thing goes, I mean, all my stylists are leasers. So I came from Washington. I wasn't really aware that I need to be reminding them of this, but obviously, I mean, you know, that's how it goes. My responsibility as the owner. So yeah, we have a lot of new processes and they all have to sign off on all the new policies. So
all right, that's way good. All right.
I don't know if you guys do want all of this stuff.
The fact you have it, it probably is enough proof for us.
Okay, yes.
Questions? Well, we're glad you stepped up and put policies in place. It's easy to get going and run.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes you grow, and when you grow, then everything gets more complicated.
I mean, honestly, it's been good for everyone in the line. I mean, I just need to have more processes. I mean, I'm a creative person. The operating side is a struggle sometimes, so I'm working on it.
Good. That's all we can do. All right. So do we have any discussion?
I'm just confused as to what being it's recommended 250.
Right, it's just because of the late license.
As to what
the late license.
But it was the establishment license and the sanitation issues, or
I believe it's the whole thing in a bucket, the way I read it.
Well, I wasn't present the day of the inspection, so I wasn't, my stylist told me about the inspection. It's like, oh, everything went great. So I completely overlooked this. And over the last, you know, going back and forth, and I just wanted to make sure I came into question. It was just a big miscommunication with me and them as well. Like Jamie, I think you talked to Jamie, not Brooke. I don't know. Jamie communicated to me more than anyone. But I do have a question actually about the dirty and clean situation. Can we have dirty and clean drawers, or do they have to be in separated containers? That was some confusion with them. They're like, do I have to have all my brushes in a container inside my drawer, or can they have a clean and a dirty drawer? Yeah.
The shop would be the one to be looking in your drawer, so she can answer.
Yeah.
So for some clean and dirty drawers, essentially anything that you put in your wet disinfectant, you want isolated in that clean drawer.
But it doesn't have to be in a container.
No,
okay, because we don't have enough space for these containers. The girl's like, where am I supposed to put these containers? So I'm just making right. sure.
So that'll work for you?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, cool. All right. Well, we really appreciate you stepping up and solving these problems for them. And this is the effort you're making.
Yeah.
So now, based on that, do we have a findings, facts, conclusions, and law motion?
I move that we adopt the findings, facts, and conclusions of law.
Good. Second?
Okay. Yep.
Motion is second. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? There you go. All right. All right. So we all agree it happened.
Mr. Chair, are there any prior history?
No prior history.
Excellent. All right. So for 4 years, she's done just fine. Got sideways a little bit. Chavez helped her. And she's a very helpful person. So what do we think needs to happen here to make sure she stays on the track?
Well, I would move that we have those the following discipline. I move to offer a consent agreement for 250 with 12 months probation. If not signed, well. Yes, or if not signed, move to approve.
Do you want to include an inspection?
Yeah. The 12 months probation with another inspection.
Do we have a second? We have another second, we have another motion. Let's go somewhere. And the key.
I move that we issue a disciplinary letter of concern and also a re-inflection. Can I do those? Can I do that? Okay, so I move that we issue a disciplinary letter of concern with a re-inflection within 6 months.
Okay, do we have a second for that?
This is Chase, I second.
Right, motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Anyone oppose?
Nay.
The majority says we're going to issue a concern. We're coming to see you again. Just make sure that it's as pretty as you say it.
Yes.
We believe it. We'll send that to you in a paper.
Okay, and do I have to pay the fine?
No.
No fine for re-inflection.
Right, we're just counting on you to do the work.
Okay.
You can go donate that to somebody else.
Yes, for myself.
All right, thank you for coming in.
All right, thank you.